Chapter 89. When I leave my dear home, oh, my dear home. In the morning, apostrophe, the letter bore date on the previous night. It will be never to come back, unless he brings me back a lady. This will be found at night, many hours after, instead of me. Oh, if you knew how my heart is torn. If even you, that I have wronged so much, that never can forgive me, could only know what I suffer. I am too wicked to write about myself. Oh, take comfort in thinking that I am so bad. Oh, for mercy's sake, tell Uncle that I never loved him half so dear as now. Oh, don't remember how affectionate and kind you have all been to me. Don't remember we were ever to be married, but try to think as if I died when I was little and was buried somewhere. Pray heaven that I am going away from. Have compassion on my uncle. Tell him that I never loved him half so dear. Be his comfort. Love some good girl, that will be what I was once to uncle, and be true to you, and worthy of you, and know no shame but me. God bless all. I'll pray for all, often, on my knees. If he don't bring me back a lady, and I don't pray for my own self, I'll pray for all. My parting love to uncle. My last tears, and my last thanks, for uncle. Apostrophe, that was all. He stood, long after I had ceased to read, still looking at me. At length I ventured to take his hand, and to entreat him, as well as I could, to endeavor to get some command of himself. He replied, I thank ye, sir, I thank ye. Apostrophe, apostrophe, without moving. Ham spoke to him. Mr. Peggotty was so far sensible of his affliction, that he wrung his hand. But, otherwise, he remained in the same state, and no one dared to disturb him. Slowly, at last, he moved his eyes from my face, as if he were waking from a vision, and cast them round the room. Then he said, in a low voice, "Who's the man? I want to know his name." Apostrophe, Ham glanced at me, and suddenly I felt a shock that struck me back. "There's a man suspected," apostrophe, said Mr. Peggotty. "Who is it?" Apostrophe, Master Davy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, implored Ham. "Go out a bit, and let me tell him what I must. You need not to hear it, sir." Apostrophe, I felt the shock again. I sank down in a chair, and tried to utter some reply, but my tongue was fettered, and my sight was weak. "I want to know his name." Apostrophe, apostrophe, I heard said once more. "For some time past," apostrophe, Ham faltered, "there's been a servant about here, at odd times. There's been a gentleman too. Both of 'em belong to one another." Apostrophe, Mr. Peggotty stood fixed as before, but now looking at him. "The servant," apostrophe, pursued Ham, "was seen along with our poor girl last night. He's been in hiding about here, this week or over. He was thought to have gone, but he was hiding. Dean't stay, Master Davy, dean't." Apostrophe, apostrophe, I felt Peggotty's arm round my neck, but I could not have moved if the house had been about to fall upon me. A strange chay and horses was outside town this morning, on the Norwich Road, amiss afore the day broke, apostrophe, Ham went on. "The servant went to it, and come from it, and went to it again. When he went to it again, Emily was nigh him. The toter was inside. He's the man." Apostrophe, for the Lord's love, apostrophe, said Mr. Peggotty, falling back, and putting out his hand, as if to keep off what he dreaded. "Dean't tell me his name's Steerforth." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Master Davy, apostrophe, exclaimed Ham, in a broken voice, "it ain't no fault of yourn, and I am far from laying of it to you, but his name is Steerforth, and he's a damned villain." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Peggotty uttered no cry, and shed no tear, and moved no more, until he seemed to wake again, all at once, and pulled down his rough coat from its peg in a corner. "Bear a hand with this. I'm struck of a heap, and can't do it," apostrophe, he said, impatiently. "Bear a hand and help me." "Well," apostrophe, when somebody had done so. "Now give me that fear hat." Apostrophe, Ham asked him whither he was going. I may going to seek my niece. I may going to seek my Emily. I'm a going, first, to stave in that fear boat, and sink it where I would have drowned him, as I may living soul, if I had had one thought of what was in him. As he sat afore me, apostrophe he said, wildly, holding out his clenched right hand, as he sat afore me, face to face, strike me down dead, but I'd have drowned him, and thought it right. I may going to seek my niece. Apostrophe, where? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Ham, interposing himself before the door. Anywhere. I may going to seek my niece through the world. I'm a going to find my poor niece in her shame, and bring her back. No one stop me. I tell you I may going to seek my niece. Apostrophe, no, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Gummidge, coming between them, in a fit of crying. No, no, Dan, not as you are now. Seek her in a little while, my lone lorn Dan, and that'll be but right, but not as you are now. Sit ye down, and give me your forgiveness for having ever been a word to you, Dan, what of my contraries ever been to this. And let us speak a word about them times, when she was first an orphan, and when Am was too, and when I was a poor widder woman, and you took me in. It'll soften your poor heart, Dan, apostrophe laying her head upon his shoulder, and you'll bear your sorrow better, for you know the promise, Dan, as you have done it unto one of the least of these, you have done it unto me, and that can never fail under this roof, that's been our shelter for so many, many year. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he was quite passive now. And when I heard him crying, the impulse that had been upon me to go down upon my knees, and ask their pardon for the desolation I had caused, and curse Steerforth, yielded to a better feeling, my overcharged heart found the same relief, and I cried too. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.